once again for Insight with Jack Stogler on the Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Insight with Jack Stogler is being brought to you by the community-minded sponsors you're going to hear during today's broadcast. Without further ado, here's your host, Mr. Jack Stogler.
We're on, right? Yes, we are on. Insight, Jack Stogler on this snowy, wintry, looks like Christmas kind of Wednesday night. I have in studio Mr. Jeff Gray, Sheriff Jeff Gray. Hello, Jeff.
Hello, how you doing, Jack?
Welcome back.
Thank you. So, appreciate the invite.
Yeah, and you know what? We could jump right into the whole sheriff thing, but let's talk about the important stuff first.
My grandkids.
Yes. So is there anything better than being a grandpa?
Nothing at all. And I've been blessed with two little girls and two little boys, so I got both covered. And
okay, so she have Nick and
Amy. Nick and Amy are married, and they have a girl and a boy.
Oh,
and
cool.
Eric and Jess have a girl and a boy. The girls are the oldest in the families, so I have them 3 years old, 2 years old, 1 year old, and 3 months old.
Oh, my. So your boys have been busy.
They have
been.
Yeah,
that's cool. I
don't think that Nick's going to let Eric outdo him.
So are they around here where you get to see them a lot?
Yep. Nick's about 3 miles down the road from me.
Perfect.
And Eric is over in Yorktown, Indiana. So about 40, 45 minutes. So we can run over.
Oh, yeah.
And see them, you know, on a Sunday afternoon or Saturday afternoon.
Can you imagine, you know, people who their kids and grandkids are in Colorado or the state of Washington, and they have to wait for Christmas to see them? I it would kill me.
Yeah, I couldn't do that. I know. When Haley, who's my oldest granddaughter, was born, Eric was in Bowling Green, Kentucky. Great area down there.
Yeah.
But a 6-hour drive.
Ouch.
And she was born, and within a month of her being born, Eric got transferred back up here. So was answering our prayers on that.
Yeah.
So.
Well, cool. And, like, Eric works for
Precision Strip,
you say?
Yeah.
And Nick is doing what?
And Nick has NRG Repair. He's got his own business
on
Wabash Road, and he works on semi-trucks. And he does something with reprogramming them for gas mileage, and does a lot of stuff for farmers, especially on their tractors and that kind of stuff. I always laugh because I can't fix anything.
Yeah.
And I watch Nick tear everything apart and put it back together. He didn't get that from me.
No. Isn't it amazing how they, you know, just kind of learn this stuff on their own, because we sure can't teach him.
Yep, I sure couldn't teach him to do that. But he loves it. Nick would hate having a job where he was clean at the end of the day.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's cool. And, you know, the one thing that I know about your two boys is they have always been, you know, very, very polite, never got in any trouble. They weren't very ornery.
Yeah. Well, I don't know that they weren't very ordinary. They were pretty good kids, as you know. In my job, I get to see the good, the bad, and the ugly.
Yeah. And they were good kids, but they were kids too.
Yeah, they were kids.
That's true. So, well, I tell you what, we're going to talk about. I don't know. I thought maybe we could approach this as a kind of a State of the Union address to a certain extent on crime in Mercer County, and you know what you've seen and what you think we'll see in the upcoming year. So before we jump into that, we're going to take a real quick break. Be back in just a minute with more of Sheriff Jeff Gray and Insight.
Be sure to stop in to Brick Street Tavern every Friday night for a Queen of Hearts drawing at 10 o'clock. You could win thousands of dollars if your name is drawn and you pick the Queen of Hearts. The pot just keeps getting bigger every week that we have no winner. Ask your server for tickets when you stop in for lunch. You have to be there to win the full amount, but even if you can't get there for the drawing on Friday night, you can still get 40% of the pot. So be sure to get your tickets for Brick Street Tavern's Queen of Hearts drawing and be ready to win some big bucks. You can stop by Brick Street anytime to buy your tickets. The drawing will be every Friday night at 10 o'clock after the basketball games.
Looking for that special holiday gift? We have the answer for you, and you don't even have to travel far. Wayne Street Market in downtown Fort Recovery has the gift that everyone wants and needs. What other gift can you give that is both a want and a need? Give the gift of food this holiday season. Stop in and buy a gift card or a meat bundle as the perfect answer to your gift giving this year. Don't forget, we have the best deli around. Stop to see our deli team today for the lowest prices and the greatest quality. Happy holidays from Wayne Street Market, downtown Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Klingchern & Sons Trucking Incorporated is a family-owned and operated business in Burkittsville. They have over 50 years of experience, and they pride themselves on their commitment to punctual transportation and exceptional customer service. They offer local and long-haul transportation. They have dump trucks, stone slingers, flatbeds, vans, and refrigerated trailers. They have great employment opportunities as well. Visit their website at klingchernandsons.com or call them at 937-338-5000. Call Klingchern & Sons Trucking for all your transportation needs. Here are the sports broadcasts coming up on Fort Recovery Radio this week. Tomorrow, the girls will travel to Delphus to take on the Lady Blue Jays. Reese Rogers and Steve Stone will bring you the JV and varsity action live with a JV game starting at 6. On Friday, the boys will host the Blue Jays. Reese Rogers and Jeff Vaughn will bring you the JV and varsity games. On Saturday, the boys will host Jay County. We'll simulcast WPGW's coverage of the JV and varsity games. Tomorrow, girls at Delphus St. John's. Friday, boys host Delphus St. John's. Saturday, boys host Jay County. Get to these games if you can to help cheer on our Indians. But if you just can't get to the games in person, you can always listen live right here on Fort Recovery Radio, the home of the Indians.
We're back. Insight, Jack Stogler, Sheriff Jeff Gray. So Jeff, you know, anybody that reads the papers knows that it hasn't necessarily been a quiet 2017. So as, like, we approach the end of the year, if, like, you had to give, like, a state of the county address from a crime and law enforcement standpoint, what would be the talking points?
Well, first off, I think we're in better shape today than we were at the beginning of the year. I think we're making progress on the drug cases and things. We're seeing fewer drug arrests right now. Part of that is sadly because some people have overdosed and died. Part of it is because the judges have given people a second chance and they blew it, so they're in prison.
Yep.
But I think we're seeing a lot of people that are making better decisions when it comes to heroin use. We've got a lot of people still addicted to heroin, but there's a lot of people that aren't using it for the first time.
Yeah.
And I think that's a positive.
So an education piece to a certain extent, just from a word of mouth standpoint, you know?
Right. I think a lot of it, you know, we've been very public and out in the news, so kids know about the problems out there, and parents are starting to learn what to look out for. And then the people that use drugs, all of them have had friends that have overdosed and died.
Yeah.
So I think it scares them away a little bit. Can I say something that scares me when Bill Stogler walks in? I wasn't told he was coming. But anyhow, so I think from a heroin standpoint, we're doing better. Now, The downside is we're starting to see methamphetamine come back. That scares me because a lot of times when people don't overdose as much on meth, at least overdose to the point that they'll die. The problem with meth is a lot of times people will get violent when they're messed up on methamphetamine. Where with heroin, they're very seldom violent. Now, they'll steal from you. They'll take anything you got worth a dollar so that they can get more heroin, but they very seldom are violent. And so I have a little bit of fear going into the future. If we see more meth, we're going to see people who are victims who aren't drug users. Right now with heroin, most of the victims at least that have any personal injury are the users themselves.
Yeah.
I don't want to see them get hurt either. But
at least
they've done it to themselves.
It's almost like a victimless crime to a certain extent.
Right.
Because they're only hurting themselves. Okay, so I'm stupid when it comes to this stuff. Okay. So meth. Okay. What does it take to make meth? Or is it sold in pills? Is it created in a barn? Or
methamphetamine is actually made from household chemicals and ephedrine that's in cold pills. That's why you can't go into the pharmacy anymore and buy ephedrine or pseudoephedrine, those kind of things over the counter. That's why you have to sign for that stuff now, because they actually cook that stuff out of it and they mix it with other household chemicals and stuff to separate it out. And then they can snort it, they can inject it, or they can smoke it. And it's one of those things very similar to heroin, where the more you use it, the more it takes to get the high.
Yeah.
And heroin comes from the poppy plant. Most of it right now is coming up out of Mexico from a state in Mexico called Nayarit. And there's the Alaxo boys down there. That Alaxo is a county in Nayarit. It's a small county, very similar to this area. But they grow sugar cane down there. Well, some of the boys got together and figured out they can get the poppy, they make the heroin, and they ship it up here. And they actually have a network. In the cities, they actually deliver heroin just like a pizza driver delivering it. Well, a lot of that stuff now is coming up, and it's getting to Dayton. And we have people in Mercer County that drive to Dayton. We have people driving to Dayton daily to get heroin. And it's just like a business. The more competition there is, it drives the price down.
Yeah.
So heroin is very cheap now, and they go down there and get it. Used to be that people from Mercer County would go to Dayton maybe once a week. And if I was the guy going to Dayton, I'd talk to all my friends, and I'd go down, and I'd get a big load, and I'd bring it up. He'd come to my house. We buy. Well, they figured out.
Sort of like we do with Maid Rites.
Exactly. Exactly. But now they don't want to keep it in their house, because that gives us time to get a search warrant if we find out. So when they come down, they go down and get it. A lot of times they're distributing it on their way back. We've followed them down there and watched them with their distribution patterns. This past summer, we followed a car down. We knew that they bought it, and they were coming back. Of course, we were waiting for jurisdiction in Mercer County. They get back up here. When we find a reason to stop the car, the guy, I think I can say this on the radio, I hear Bill say stuff all the time.
Oh, yeah, don't worry about that.
But the guy had his girlfriend driving. He had KY jelly in the car, and he had, like, loose-fitting gym shorts on. And when we stopped the car, he put KY jelly in his hand and around his... And he shoved...
Plugged himself with
three
it.
Three packs of what ended up, when we got the lab results back, was carfentanil up his rectum. Now, if one of those packs would have broke open, it would have killed him.
How fast would something like that kill somebody if it broke open? Are you talking about seconds, minutes, couple hours, over a day or two?
Yeah,
or?
We've actually found people in Mercer County who have died of a drug overdose and the needle's still in their arm.
Yep.
Where they die when they're
quick. Yep. And stuff absorbs in organs even quicker than injection, probably.
And the carfentanil and that stuff, we have to be careful. Like the deputies carry those Tyvak suits and stuff in their car, because you can absorb that stuff through your hand. I'll tell you what, lots changed since I've gotten into law enforcement.
Isn't that crazy?
About 3 weeks ago, we got our body scanner in. So now when you come to jail, we x-ray your body when you go in. So you come in and we do an x-ray to see if you have anything inside of you. And I mean, the images look like an x-ray.
Yep.
So we had some of the girls who decide, because you can't take x-rays of somebody that's pregnant, So they're coming in, and now they're all going, well, I'm pregnant. But I decided, well, that's not good enough, so we now have pregnancy test kits. So if they say they're pregnant, we go, here you go, prove it.
Wow.
Because, I mean,
crazy.
If they are
Isn't
pregnant, we don't want to
so
do
ever think about,
to hurt.
So you ever about give up on somebody? I mean, I'm sure you see some of these people a dozen, two dozen times. You ever think, okay, I'm done?
I have had those feelings, and then you kind of think about it, you know, and you think, if that was my kid, you know, as much as you want to strangle your own kid once in a while, you can never give up on them.
Yep.
And, you know, it's tough for me when I get parents that I know that come to see me and they talk about their son or daughter, especially when they go, my son or daughter's in jail and I can sleep at night now. I mean, think about that. Yeah, none of us want our kids to go to jail, but yet they can sleep now because they think their kid's safe in jail.
Yeah. What is drugs, from your budget, as far as labor budget, what's drugs cost you as far as, if there wasn't drugs, could you have two less officers? Or?
Oh, yeah. I have two detectives that are assigned full-time. The only thing they work is drugs. And then we supplement them with, we've got three detectives that do normal detective stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And so those three detectives sometimes go work with the two guys that are doing it full-time. And when we have the hit unit out, we actually have guys.
Can a guy like me get on there?
Huh?
Can I get on there? Yeah, I mean, who's these undercover guys? I'd like to be one of them.
Huh? Well, we don't tell you who the undercover guy is, but I have the perfect job for you,
yeah,
Bill.
Yeah, what is it?
Sometimes we work the state parks for the perverts that are out there, and you would be good at that.
They hit on you like crazy, Bill.
Put me a pair of panties on and go out there and wave around a little bit.
Am I allowed to say pervert on here?
Yeah, I think you can.
Well, otherwise you wouldn't be able to talk to Bill.
So the people that are on meth, a lot of times their faces look like they burn themselves half up. What causes that? I mean, you know, they're blotchy. They have scabs all over. What?
Right. Well, that's part of the effect. They'll eventually, if they use it long enough, they'll lose their teeth. I mean, that's some of the effect from getting too much ephedrine in your body and too much of those chemicals.
Wow.
And I mean, if you look at the pictures of
Befores
some of the people
afters.
The before and after in a
it's
few
incredible.
Years. You see some very beautiful women and very handsome men that within 3 or 4 years, they look like they've aged 25 years.
Yeah. Your complexion's good, but you've lost some weight.
I have.
Huh? Good
I
for
have.
You. Huh? It ain't drug-related, is it?
Nope, not drug-related.
Is it?
It's called a low-carb diet.
Oh, good for you.
You're doing the low-carb thing.
I'm doing it after the first year.
I have lost 63 pounds.
Oh, good for you.
No kidding.
Man,
that's fantastic.
Wow. How long? I don't take
since
it.
A year ago, August.
And it's just the breads and their history and
so you're doing it right.
Eating a lot of protein.
Doing it you're supposed to, a pound a week is basically what.
And low-carb beer, although I did figure out, because I like Jack Daniels and I like Crown Royal, you know, whiskey doesn't have any carbs in it.
Oh,
so if
hello.
you mix the whiskey with a diet pop, there's no
You're
carbs.
Good to go. You just on like a 4-week vacation, wasn't you? 5 weeks?
Well, it was 10 days.
I was watching you on Facebook. It's longer than that. You kept showing pictures. For a month, you've been sending pictures of the sun.
Kay and I love it down there in Fort Myers Beach.
Good
and
for
we
you.
Got a couple extra days because, believe it or not, the snowstorm that hit Atlanta canceled our flight out on Saturday morning.
Oh, so you can't.
And I thought I'd get a later flight that afternoon, but there was. The flights were so booked up, we couldn't get out till Sunday night at 6:30.
No kidding.
Or not Sunday night, Monday night at 6:30. Actually, Jack, when he was texting me about being on here, I was in the airport waiting to come back.
Oh, but damn.
So the opiate thing is getting better.
I think.
Due to education, kind of a...
Due to education, due to death, and due to prison.
Yep.
Any of the, like, let's say foundations or any of those, do those help a little, a lot? I know they help some, obviously, but are they, do they have enough staff? Do they have the right programs to help enough people, or just people just don't even, they just won't deal with it?
I think those programs that foundations and them have work for the people that want to get off of it.
Yep.
The people that
yep.
will put forth the effort. Yep. You know, it's kind of like going to your doctor. If you go to your doctor and he diagnoses you and he says you need to do this, this, and this, yep. and you don't do it, you're not going to get better. And yep. it's the same way with yep. with the drug issue.
So somebody like, I don't know if you're familiar with Jackie Sheridan here in town. She was on.
Absolutely. She is with A Better Life, Brianna's yeah. Hope. We've actually yeah. had them up to our jail
yeah.
and spoke to people. And yeah. and I'll tell you what. When they come in, we had them come in one night and talk to the girl inmates, and then a couple weeks later with the guys. And I sat through both programs and listened to them. And I think they're on to something. They really got me thinking, because we've always said, if you want to get off the drugs, you got to make new friends, get away from the people that use the drugs. Well, you think about that. That's a pretty tall order, because
yeah. yep.
if you have a child that's not using drugs and he comes home with somebody that you know did use drugs, do you take the chance of letting your child be with them? Maybe your child's a good influence on yep. them, or maybe they're a bad influence.
Yeah.
Nobody's going to risk their kids.
Yeah.
And what Brianna's Hope does is... the recovering addicts become the new friends and the new family. And it's a faith-based thing.
Yep.
And I'll also tell you that anybody that I've seen that has gotten sober and stayed sober for a long time, church and God has a component in it. It's not always the same church.
Yep.
I do think it's the same God. But they have a faith-based component. But sometimes I hear the people in jail with some of the faith-based things say, well, they cram it down our throat. Yeah. Brianna's Hope does more of a, it's here, we'll talk about it, but when you're ready to ask for God's help, we'll be here to yeah. help you. And so they're actually starting a chapter here in Mercer County.
Yeah.
And I've
they
got
have like
high hopes
three or four
it.
Over in J. Blackford, somewhere in that.
Right.
Or three or four of them over there.
I think overall they've got 19, I believe.
Yeah, I think they've gone like way down, even past Muncie and on down. It's yeah. just, and right. it just basically started with what was somebody in Red Key, I believe, or
right.
something like that.
The Pastor Randy Davis.
Yeah.
Brianna was somebody that went to his church.
Yeah.
And she went missing, and when they found her, they found her body, and it was covered up. So it's like, okay, that she didn't just die there. Somebody
yeah.
did something. But I believe that they determined that she died of a drug overdose. And he was, you know, the pastor for that family. And he had helped with that and tried to do something. And I'll tell you what, he is a wonderful guy. One day when he was over at the sheriff's office, at my sheriff's office, and we were talking about this, I always look at things and go, okay, follow the money. Who's making money out of this
yeah.
program?
Yep.
What's going? And he's sitting in there, and I went, so, Pastor, I want to know what's in it for you, and are you getting paid for doing this?
Yep.
And he kind of looked at me. He goes, well, they did pay my mileage for driving over here. And I thought, okay. That's reasonable.
Yeah.
And I mean, I think his only salary is his salary for being a minister
yeah.
at the church. I mean, there's a guy that's got his heart in the right spot.
Oh, without a doubt. Without a doubt. So, I tell you what, and, you know, you can always question the effectiveness of things because you see the same faces time and again. But, you know... I know somewhat from actually you coming over and seeing it that you guys have tried a lot of stuff between you and the judges, and you know you've tried to be innovative and think outside the box, and it's you know, good to hear that you know something might be you know kicking in a bit. So.
Right, and you know. I don't think there's a one-size-fits-all approach.
Yep.
You know, everybody has a little different issue for why they were hooked on drugs. A lot of them have got hooked on drugs from doctors.
Yep.
From pain meds. And I'm not bashing the doctors.
Yep.
Way back, there was a pain doctor. His last name was Jick, J-I-C-K. And he wrote an article. Actually, it was supposed to be a letter to the editor in the New England Journal of Medicine. And he talked about using opiates, that they should prescribe more opiates for pain, because at that point they didn't believe the opiates were addictive if it was to treat pain. And doctors started doing that, and then one of the pharmaceutical companies making money started pushing that.
Yep.
And you know, and so a lot of people there, and then out in Oregon they found that people who had got injured at work, maybe hurt their back or whatever, and were prescribed opiates, were dying from overdoses.
Yeah.
That's where they started putting it together and going, hey, wait a minute. There's an issue here.
Okay. But tell you what, we're going to take a little break and come back in a minute and talk about the you know, violent crimes and to see.
I got some stuff here, big stuff.
Oh, you do?
Too.
Good deal. Stuff well, we'll be back to talk about big stuff right after this.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canute from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. The TurboMax by Great Plains takes vertical tillage to the max. With its hydraulically adjustable gangs and 3 3/4 inch overall blade spacing, TurboMax levels your seed bed without creating compaction. In the fall, run the machine with gangs at an angle to bury more residue. In the spring, keep the gangs straight to create a level, vertically tilled seed bed that is perfect for planting. Call K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery today. See what the Great Plains TurboMax can do for you.
Running late? Can't decide what to make for supper? Just don't feel like making supper. Just call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274 and let them get your meal ready for you. Everybody can get what they want. Subs, great sandwiches, all kinds of deep fried goodies, plus their famous wings and pizza. And it's time to start reserving a time for your Christmas get-togethers at Miracle Lanes. So whether it's getting your supper ready tonight or planning ahead for the holidays, let Corey and Jared take the hurry and stress out of your day. Just call them at 375-4274.
Fort Recovery Insurance Agency.
I need to speak to one of the elves.
Son, this is Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. We don't have any elves here, but new insurance coverage from Ohio Mutual would make a great gift for your family, so I guess we're Santa's special elves.
Well, if you're an elf, will you tell Santa that I've been nice all year?
Uh-huh.
And I want a new computer.
Uh-huh.
My own TV.
Mm-hmm. See what the elves have waiting for you, where we've got something for everyone. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call 888-375-4181.
Presale tickets for Friday's boys' home basketball game with Delta St. John and Saturday's boys' home basketball game with Jay County will be sold tomorrow in the middle school office from 7:45 a.m. to 10 a.m., then from 10:30 a.m. to 4 p.m. in the high school office. On Friday, they'll be sold from 7:45 a.m. to 3 p.m. in the high school office. Save yourself a little time and money by getting your tickets ahead of time. Presale tickets are $4 for students and $6 for adults. All tickets at the door will be $7.
Jack.
No way.
Yes.
Yep. You would always give me at least 20 seconds notice.
He said you weren't listening.
Gah. Welcome back. We're on Insight. Sheriff Jeff
Reese is drinking a little beer back here tonight.
And Bill wants to bring up a couple of big things.
Huh?
Big stuff, Bill.
Yeah, how about this Razzleweir guy?
How about him? I don't want to talk too much about him, but I will say that I'm starting to believe he doesn't like me.
All right, what's the deal? So he's got this website out there for the listeners that don't know this.
Bill, but you might not know either, but the sheriff can't say a whole lot about that.
He can't say much?
No, because there's legal problems for him.
What's the deal on it? So he's saying you guys are bringing all this heroin in, or you guys ain't stopping it, or you're killing people and taking heroin home with you or something. I don't know what's going on. I'm believing some of that. Huh?
Well, he's not taking much home because he still has his teeth.
So, I mean, I was reading some of this stuff there. I mean, you guys are corrupt as heck.
Yeah, if you believe what he says, everybody is. You need to read that website because it's not.
It's
just
classic. Oh no, it's awesome. I mean, everyone, the police department of Saline is corrupt. You guys are terrible. Judges, this is a bad system. I don't know.
Hey,
this guy might be in jail here one of these days.
Hey, and he's in like Birmingham, Alabama.
Birmingham, Michigan.
Birmingham, Michigan.
Who is? Oh. Rizerweer?
Yeah.
He's cuckoo as all get out. This guy's crazy. So I sent a message. I put something on there on that. I don't know if you've seen that or not. So I got one of his buddies, or maybe it's him, you know, with an alias name. Where are you at? Where you live? He said, did you play basketball for recovery about 10 years ago? I said, no, but I had a son that did. Oh, he says, well, what are you hiding? I said, what do you mean, what am I hiding? So he's sending me all these messages. Says, what are you hiding? I said, I ain't hiding nothing. And then he went on. I don't know. These guys are
We all got skeletons.
These guys are crazy. Oh, hope he don't dig in there too deep.
Yeah. Huh?
He'll find himself in a puddle of bones is what he'll find himself. He hasn't been boned around. He won't be able to breathe. But anyway, that's just craziness. He's got billboards out.
Yes,
this guy's
he does.
Got a billboard.
Yeah. Two of them.
What the hell? I mean, can anybody say you're nuts? You can't do this? Huh?
Yeah, so
freedom of speech
for him to do that.
Freedom of speech.
Yep.
And he ain't a bad looking guy. I mean, he looks normal. It looks like he has a brain. But he just doesn't. That was one of the important things I had to get out of.
I want to make sure that it's been noted that Jeff Gray has not
said anything about your comments.
Thank you very much.
I get the inkling that you don't believe everything this guy says.
You read it?
I read it.
Unbelievable. It's,
you know what?
Drives me nuts.
This is the same type of guy that says we've never been to the moon and we shot our own president in 63 and everything else.
So. Unbelievable. A couple more important ones before Jack goes next. What about that body?
A couple of important ones and then we'll get to Jack.
Jack, when you were texting me, you didn't tell me Bill was
How about the body over there at the lake that you never did find out who it was?
Well,
what's happening?
Don't count us out.
I mean, it's been 2 years, 3 years.
It was January of 2016.
You got it pegged as a guy, right? Six foot one.
Got it pegged as a guy.
Six foot one.
Between 20 and 35. We actually have a little better number than that, but that's what we're sticking with for now.
20 and 35. And he's from New Knoxville area?
Well, we don't know sure where he's from, but we actually have been working that case pretty hard, and we've got some leads on it.
Closer.
We've got some leads on it, and you know, sometimes.
Well, they know he was left-handed.
He was left-handed.
Yep.
What? Mm-hmm. Was he?
Yep.
The sheriff didn't say that.
I just hadn't heard.
He did not nod his head yes or no.
How about your Bengals? Should they get rid of their head coach?
He buried them deeper than that guy.
Should they get rid of their head coach? What's your feeling on?
I think they should get rid of some players.
Okay, so you're a Marvin Lewis fan. I take it.
I don't think Marvin Lewis has done too bad. He's got some players he can't control. To be honest, I haven't watched a lot of football this year.
You went from a season ticket holder to now you don't even hardly
watch. Well, when I was a season ticket holder, they weren't on their knees. Yeah, now, I don't think 100%. Any of the Bengals have been on their knees, but you know how the NFL works. They share all that money amongst all the teams.
Yeah.
And I'm not willing to put money into a bunch of spoiled little rich kids.
I mean, a
whole lot of us would love to have had a career in the NFL.
Yeah.
If we'd have been good enough to go there. And you think of the amount of money, and then for them to disrespect our military and disrespect law enforcement.
Enough's enough.
I mean...
We're on the same page on that one. So far, we're right on. Now, here's my next one.
Oh, boy.
I see you got a Nancy Pelosi button on.
I do not. There is absolutely not. I hope we're on Facebook Live so everybody can see it. No. Neil, make sure you get a picture of me.
I do not have that.
Huh? Yeah, but it was photoshopped.
So what do you think about politics right now? What do you think? In general, are you happy with what's going on? Or you?
I think that the parties have to learn to work together. I wish the Republicans would come together. I think that the president's right. We need to drain the swamp. I think it's time for some of the big names to get knocked off. They're there for their power.
Yep.
They're not looking out for us. And now, Warren Davidson, that just went in to Boehner's seat, I've met him a few times. Don't know him real well. Well, I like what he's saying. I think he's looking at things. So I'm hoping that he's going to be a good representative.
You know, somebody I used to like, and now I'm down on him big time, is our governor. Governor Kasich is this. I think the guy went south on me.
You know what? I think if after the election, if he would have just stayed neutral, I think if Trump screws up, I think Kasich could have been a key player in the next one. But I think he just shot himself in the foot.
Yeah, you know, when we had the Republican National Convention here, even if it would have been the Democrat National Convention, our governor should have been there to welcome them to our state.
Yep.
I mean, there was millions and millions and millions of dollars spent that our state benefited from. Now, if it would have been the Democrats and he would have went there to welcome them to the state, I get it. He's Republican. You're not going to stay there the whole time.
Sure.
Yep.
But you should have at least thanked him for coming in, because we are all Americans first.
Yep.
And I've got some. I think everybody knows I'm very, very good friends with Al Solomon over in Auglaize County. I give him a lot of hell for being a Democrat, but it's in fun. We work well together.
Yep.
I mean, and we have some differing political views sometimes. But when the election's over, we're all supposed to come together, whether we're Republicans or Democrats.
Trying to work on problems.
And I agree with you on the governor. He will not get a vote from me. He never got a vote from me. I had a pit in my stomach when he ran against Strickland, so I skipped that year. And then shortly after he became governor, he called the cops idiots because he got a traffic ticket. And then all of a sudden, here comes the video of him actually committing the traffic violation and the cop being real nice. And I thought, what's that all about?
Yeah.
And
I'm with you. I parked his car one time.
Did he know it?
Over Turkey? No.
But
out there at what's called? He's probably there. Dark County out there at Zumbrick's?
You jumped in and drove it?
I didn't park it. I just was seeing where it was sitting. You know, them guys aren't allowed to pull into anything. They got to be able to be backed in. So if they have two, they cannot be against anything. They got to be able to go forward and backwards. You cannot. You probably know that kind of stuff.
You think the sheriff knows that?
Here's the crazy thing about security for the big shots. You know, in 2012, we had Romney and Ryan here in Salina for a thing. And of course, when you are the nominee for a major political party, you know, you get Secret Service protection, and they protect you just like the president does. The Secret Service was so much better to work with, and actually worked with local law enforcement, and we knew what was going on. I mean, we knew where they was going. We knew the reasons why they were doing things. They used local law enforcement to help protect them. When John Boehner was Speaker of the House, his security comes from the Capitol Police. And when he was going to be in Mercer County, I got a phone call from the Capitol Police. And they would explain what was going on. And, you know, you have to have emergency routes and stuff in case something happens. How are you going to get them to the hospital? Where's the nearest ambulance? Where's the trauma center and all that kind of stuff? And the Capitol Police was great to work with. And if it was a political function he was going to, since he was Republican, I was Republican, I mean, they would always go, now, Sheriff, are you going to be at that? And if I'd go, are you going to be armed? Yeah, will there be any deputies there? And we'd talk about that, and then they would talk about, we had a place that we met when we got there so that we knew who his security was.
Yeah,
and they knew who we were in case something ever happened. But with the governor, we never know any of that stuff.
Yeah.
And not just this governor. It's we never know. It is so frustrating.
We met when Kasich was coming out there to that farm deal. We met with his driver and two state patrolmen out the farm on Sunday, and I guess it was a Tuesday. But they was deciding where they was going to park the car. They're pointing to each other like, okay, we can exit here and it can go both ways. I mean, just you don't think about that
right.
stuff. Yeah, they absolutely get it down to there's a lot of I can't imagine the preparation these guys go through to get these guys around and the money spent.
Oh, can like you imagine when you have more than one?
Can you imagine the president?
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Right. When the Secret Service was here, I mean, we were talking, because when Romney and Ryan were here and I was talking to the Secret Service, I went, so now do you go with them? And the guy kind of laughed. I mean, that was actually a dumb question coming from the sheriff. And he goes, well, you know, this is the fourth place we've been today. So and they were here like a week ahead of time.
Yeah.
Working on stuff with us. And they said, we have advanced teams all over the place. There's teams all over this
money
that's picking them up. And
so who was that, Romney?
Yeah.
Where was he at?
He was at Salina Fieldhouse about 2 weeks before the election.
That is right.
They were doing their final push. But, you know, it's a lot of money. But when you're talking about the most powerful people in the world, I think it's money well spent. And I'll tell you, the Secret Service, those guys are professionals. I mean, they do a great job. And really, I was just amazed at how easy they were to work with.
Yeah.
Okay, I got one more question before Jack takes him. He's got better questions.
Well, you also have to get a break in.
Okay, this will be a quickie. Okay, with all the racial tensions when it comes to law enforcement and how things have been handled in the country, some... You know, if you look at it, is how could that have happened? And sometimes you think, well, hell yes, that's the reason it had to happen. Do you go to your department and all the people in your department and how to handle these situations? If this type of individual, if this something happens, let's make sure we do this, or do you change anything?
Well, some things are a little bit difficult to say we need to do this or that because every situation is different. Mm-hmm. We do a lot of training with deputies, and we always remind them, everybody has a camera on their hip. You are going to be videoed. You treat everybody properly and correctly. And as long as you're all right, we will defend you all the way. The nice thing about Mercer County is, for the most part, everybody's very supportive of law enforcement. And even the people in the minority groups in our community are pretty supportive of law enforcement.
Yeah.
And, you know, sometimes I almost worry more about sometimes the people that want to open carry, the Second Amendment people. And there's nobody that's stronger on the Second Amendment than me. But I always tell them, you know, don't shake people up. The cops in this area, not just the sheriff's office, but the cops in this area, we're all strong on your right to carry arms and stuff. So let's not get everybody all shook up out there where it puts us in a bad spot or them in a bad spot.
Yeah.
And so far, that's worked good for us.
All right. That's all I had. Jack, I didn't.
Very good.
Did I take any of your questions, first of all?
You took my razor thing.
Oh, he's going to get on that?
Oh, yeah.
Damn it. Sorry about that.
And you took my Secret Service thing.
Damn.
So, where I'm going to leave. Okay, but
we'll take a break and you can think of some more questions.
All right. We'll be back right after this.
I remember a time when we didn't have to wear sweaters in the house to keep warm.
That was just a few months ago. It's called summer.
But now, why do we have to wear sweaters indoors?
Because we have a horrible heating system. And why are you talking like an old man? You're only 37.
Oh, I forgot. I'll call Reasoner Energy. They'll uncover any problems and give us solutions. I hear Reasoner Energy has been the go-to heating expert for years and years.
Stop it.
Reasoner Energy. 419-678-4858.
Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery, Ohio is currently offering a $1,000 sign-on bonus to qualified Class A CDL drivers to fulfill the role of a third shift live haul driver. This position allows you to be home daily and offers an outstanding benefit package. To apply and find details relating to this position, please visit our website at cooperfarms.com/join our team or contact Human Resources at 419-375-4116. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
you planning a building project? Let B&D Contracting help you with your plans. Get together with Dave Kalp and discuss your plans and construction schedule. B&D Contracting also does remodeling and can build your commercial, agricultural, or steel building in addition to their custom-built homes. Call Dave today at 419-234-2976 and schedule your construction project. B&D Contracting is a proud athletic supporter. Don't miss the Jay County Civic Theater's production of Miracle on 34th Street this weekend at Arts Place in Portland. Thursday, Friday, and Saturday nights at 7 o'clock and Sunday afternoon at 2. Student tickets are $7 and adult tickets are only $10, and they're available for all four shows at Arts Place at 131 East Walnut Street by calling 260-726-4809 or at artsland.org. Here's your chance to see this Christmas classic in person with all local players in the cast. That's Jay Civic Theater's Miracle on 34th Street this Thursday, Friday, and Saturday evenings at 7 and Sunday afternoon at 2. Get your tickets now by calling 260-726-4809, online at artsland.org, or by stopping by Arts Place at 131 East Walnut Street in Portland.
We're back. Insight. Now, do you see how much better it is when you give me time? You know,
we just
transition right
absolutely
into it. Kids, I'll tell you.
Oh, they're drinking back here. You know, it's good. You still playing sports?
Yeah.
What about the beer?
No. Hmm? No.
Coach, ever listen?
Phil, he's not drinking beer.
Not drinking beer.
So Mountain Dew. And a Pepsi.
So Jeff, we talked about the drugs and how, you know, it can cause people to do things that they wouldn't do. And it does seem like, even in Mercer County, that you know, you just don't feel as secure as you did 8 or 10 years ago. Okay? So, would you, if, like, you know, somebody came to you and they're concerned about their home and protecting their wife and kids, so would you recommend them to get a gun?
Absolutely. I think my opinion is anybody that's not afraid of a gun. Now, if you're afraid of a gun, getting one's a bad thing.
Yeah.
But if you're not afraid of a gun, get a concealed carry permit. Get a gun that you can handle. I mean, you know, sometimes everybody wants to buy a 45 or a bazooka or something like that. You know, it doesn't matter how big the bullet is if you can't hit what you're shooting at.
Yeah.
So get one that you can handle, even if it's a 22.
Now, so do you always pack?
Well, except when I was coming here because I knew you was going to force me to drink a beer.
But do you usually?
Yes.
If you and your wife go out to eat, you there's a good chance you are.
Unless I am someplace where I'm having an adult beverage,
yeah,
I always have a gun.
I'm a dick.
And part of that,
I guess,
is
in your situation,
I'm the sheriff.
Yeah. If something was to happen, you'd be there, and they'd want for help, and you'd say,
right,
sorry.
And everybody would, you know, the citizens who were there would expect me to do something,
yeah,
too. But
yeah,
I'm a very strong believer in a concealed carry permit. Actually, last year, the sheriff's office put on free classes for concealed,
yeah,
carry permits.
I was thinking you did.
And I think the fact that the bad guys don't know who has a gun, except now everybody knows I have one because Bill just asked
me. Sorry about that.
But
I think they probably knew that before.
Deterrent.
I think they probably suspected that before,
right,
if they knew who you were.
And I think...
Do you ever pull one on anybody? You ever pull your gun on anybody?
Well, I'm a cop, yes.
You always pull it out. I mean, you don't pull it out for... What do you pull it out,
right,
for? I mean, you got mean guys
well,
out there? What the hell?
Arrested people for stealing cars. I've arrested people for armed robbery.
That's when you pull them out. I'll be damned.
I'd be nervous.
Wouldn't that be awesome?
Hey, Bill.
Pull your gun out.
It has been a long time since I've had to point a gun at somebody because
get
I'm a sheriff.
Yeah.
And, you know, my job now is to run the office, but... You know, sadly, deputies, you know, probably a couple times a
somebody
year in some of those situations
right
they get in.
How about tasing? You ever tase anybody?
I haven't because when I was on the road, we didn't
have the tasers. But your deputies probably have, right?
Yep.
Can
and they all had to get
tased. That's true. They got to get tased to have a taser.
Yep. And like when we carry pepper spray, you got to get pepper sprayed. That's nasty stuff.
Yeah. So you've been tased?
Me, I'm the sheriff.
Oh. You don't have to do that.
I don't carry a taser. I have been pepper sprayed because I had to do that back when I worked patrol.
The bad stuff.
To carry, yeah. And, you know, the worst thing about it is, I mean, it burns. But you've wiped your eyes after you've had hot peppers.
Yeah.
Well, it's about 150 times worse.
Yeah.
And then you go home and you take a shower. And you don't realize some of that stuff got in your hair. And when you're in the shower with the hot water, that stuff comes down out of your...
It's amazing,
and then you're spraying hot water on your eyes that are burning.
Some of these clowns that are on drugs, you know, and these cops that they've had a serious, they don't even bother them. They just keep going,
right?
Because they're
and we've had people actually that we've hit with a taser that
just
doesn't work on. Now, most people when they get hit with a taser don't come back for the second turn.
Mm-hmm.
So if
that taser's bad.
Yeah, next Wednesday we're going to try to raise some money up here. So if we had a segment where Bill gets tased.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh.
The prosecutor would tell me that that's a liability issue, but since it's Bill, I won't ask the prosecutor.
What if I signed a piece of paper?
$10,000 raised.
Do you remember when you were on council and I was talking to council about bulletproof vests and Bretzi, and I love Bretzi? He went, "There's nothing wrong with that vest. You can shoot me with that." And it's like, okay.
All right.
Well, he wanted a new bulletproof vest every year.
Every year. To replace it.
Bill has spent $18,000 a year on bulletproof vests.
Bill, I've told you a million times not to exaggerate.
Okay, so, maybe it was every 5 years.
So, home security systems, do they do any good?
Absolutely. Yep. A home security system, as long as you get a good one and you put it in and you learn how to use it, you know, they're going to notify. There's home security systems that notify the sheriff's office when an alarm goes off. Most of them are audible, which will scare people away. You know, the downside to the home security system is it's a monthly cost all the time.
And you got to be disciplined enough to turn the damn thing on each night and stuff.
Yeah, we have one at our house that I got when my buddy, who I won't talk about, but Bill liked to talk about, when he come around, I thought, I need to do something. So I have one on my house.
No, that isn't what he said, Bill.
You never know when.
Sure. Yeah, that was my mindset. Crazy.
So I have one, but my second garage is unattached to the house. It's connected to it. And one day when we come home from Eric and Jess's house, Kay and I were talking. I put the garage door up, forgot to disable it. And all of a sudden, my phone starts ringing. It's like, whoops.
Whoops.
Got called.
So I made that mistake since.
So was that system calling the owner or was it calling the sheriff?
It was calling me first.
Calling the owner.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. But if I wouldn't have answered it or if I would have answered incorrectly, they would have called the sheriff's office.
Well, I'll tell you what, we have to take one more break before the end, right?
Yes.
Okay. And then I want to ask you about if you blow or don't blow.
That's a good question.
You know I'm not a lawyer, right?
Right.
Yeah, but...
Yep. But and to answer it from a legal standpoint, then what would you tell...
Your kid.
You know? So.
Okay. We'll take a break. Let me think about that.
All right. We'll be back right after this.
This is Stacy from Brick Street Tavern, and I want to invite you to stop in for our delicious home cooked daily lunch specials. Starting at 11 o'clock Monday through Friday, Brick Street Tavern features Mystery Meal Monday, Meatloaf Tuesday, Roasted Chicken Wednesday, Casserole Thursday, and on Friday you can choose from our soup and salad bar or our famous half pound hand patted cheeseburger. We also offer supper specials on Friday and Saturday evening. evening, including steak and all-you-can-eat roasted chicken, both complimented with our large salad bar, choice of potato, and a honey roll. Stop in and see us at Brick Street Tavern and enjoy some great home cooking.
Looking for that special holiday gift? We have the answer for you, and you don't even have to travel far. Wayne Street Market in downtown Fort Recovery has the gift that everyone wants and needs. What other gift can you give that is both a want and a need? Give the gift of food this holiday season. Stop in and buy a gift card or a meat bundle as the perfect answer to your gift giving this year. Don't forget, we have the best deli around. Stop to see our deli team today for the lowest prices and the greatest quality. Happy holidays from Wayne Street Market, downtown Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Did you know the most stable skid steer on earth is now even more powerful? The L234 Super Boom Skid Steer Loader from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery offers 90 horsepower with increased hydraulics, breakout force, lift capacity, and comfort. You get the superior visibility, stability, and easy maintenance you expect from New Holland. Stop by K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery today to learn more about the high-performance New Holland L234 Skid Steer Loader.
Friends of the Fort Recovery Library will once again be hosting their annual Fort Festival of Trees display at the library now until December 30th. Many beautifully decorated Christmas trees and wreaths will be on display and open to the public during regular library hours. Join the many families who have made an annual holiday tradition of visiting the library to view this great display of trees and wreaths that have been decorated by local businesses, families, and organizations, and vote for your favorite. Be sure to stop by your library for the Fort Festival of Trees going on now through December 30th. Miss the Jay County Civic Theater's production of Miracle on 34th Street this weekend at Arts Place in Portland. Thursday, Friday, and Saturday nights at 7 o'clock and Sunday afternoon at 2. Student tickets are $7 and adult tickets are only $10, and they're available for all four shows at Arts Place at 131 East Walnut Street by calling 260-726-4809 or at artsland.org. Here's your chance to see this Christmas classic in person with all local players in the cast. That's Jay Civic Theater's Miracle on 34th Street this Thursday, Friday, and Saturday evenings at 7 and Sunday afternoon at 2. Get your tickets now by calling 260-726-4809, online at artsland.org, or by stopping by Arts Place at 131 East Walnut Street in Portland.
I gotta check it out.
Classic.
We are on.
Oh, we're on.
Yes.
I'm in. He didn't let you know, did he? No notice.
He didn't.
No notice.
I said 3 seconds. And we gave
you, gave you 15, 40. 10, 3, pointed at you 6 times.
Holy cow. So, hey, we're back inside with Sheriff Jeff Gray.
He's always a great guy to have on. My first interview ever was with the sheriff.
Our very first insight ever.
I talked to him for an hour.
Oh, my God. You can talk to him for a long time.
Yep.
Awesome.
Except I'm not coming back after the
Brought your wife that time. It was a little more enjoyable. It was a more enjoyable interview because you brought your lovely wife.
And I think she's listening, and I asked her to come tonight.
Did you?
But she was going to wrap Christmas presents.
Yeah, that is what my wife's doing.
Hey, so. that's when they can wrap what they're getting for you.
Well, I was going to say, as long as you, she's not wrapping her own.
She can tell that you're not going to be home for least 10 minutes.
I love Christmas.
So let's talk pot. Okay.
Married you want.
It is going to be on the ballot next year again for probably recreational use, possibly. Okay. Would you fight vehemently against that?
Yes, I would.
Why?
Because pot stays in your system for a long time. Pot is a gateway drug to other drugs. Most of the people that are sitting in jail that are hooked on drugs started out on pot.
Couldn't you say this, the same thing about beer and cigarettes?
We could. Absolutely we could. But we've already let the horse out of the barn on beer. And they tried to get rid of it, in the 1920s? And it didn't work. And the states like Colorado, the Ohio Sheriff's Association has been in contact with Colorado, and when we talk to law enforcement out there, their traffic crashes are up. They have all kinds of problems.
It doesn't pass.
And when they do it recreationally, you know, they're going to do the same thing the cigarettes companies do. Remember the candy cigarettes
Oh, yeah.
for the kids and stuff? Well, they put pot in gummy bears and in things like that. And, you know, we already have a messed up society. We don't need to mess it up anymore.
Yeah, but you know what, though? We don't kind of mellow about it.
Oh.
Okay, Jack is an HR guy. What do you think? What's that going to do for you hiring people? And what's going to happen in the workplace? You know, well, you need to know that as an HR guy.
And I'm going to generalize this, okay? But generally, the recreational user isn't the guy that we have trouble with, you know? Now, if that guy moves on to bigger things, you know, pot generally doesn't cause somebody to be short-tempered and to do those types of things.
Right.
You know? So, you can probably handle it, I think. You know, but, and again, you know what?
How about you? You smoke dope? You a dope smoker?
I've never smoked anything.
Smoked a cigar. I saw you.
No, you didn't.
Okay.
Nope.
Thought you did it about at a poker game once.
So,
You ever eat any of that chocolate stuff? Get y'all screwed up?
Nope.
You mean pot brownies?
Okay, so let's say Cooper's hires has a guy that is running a machine, and that machine accidentally hurts someone, and he gets tested for marijuana. Let's say this is after the law is in place. Will that be a negative? Will that be a liability on Cooper's? Or if it's legal, it wouldn't be.
Well, you know, I think beer is legal, but if you know somebody's under the influence,
well, but like marijuana stays in your system for what, 30 days or something?
Yeah.
30 days. So would there be positions that a company would have to? Okay, you got to take a drug test, and you cannot smoke dope, even though it's legal. You can't smoke dope and do this.
I think that you would have, like, you know, forklift drivers.
They could not be. They'd have to be tested.
Truck drivers, you know, those types of things. You know. I think you have those risk.
Yeah, I got
jobs
you.
that you would treat differently. So
that would create a lot of lawsuits.
Boy, you'd think.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. Yep.
So from a DUI standpoint,
I thought I got away from that.
Yeah.
Okay, so you hear the attorneys say, don't blow, you're giving them evidence.
Okay, at the risk of upsetting my attorney friends, if any time you talk to an attorney, they went to law school for 3 years to say, don't talk to the cops. Don't do anything the cops want you to do. And sometimes that's really detrimental to you. So it kind of depends on the situation. In my opinion, and I didn't go to law school, I have told people, though, when they're drunk and arguing with me, hey, why don't you call your attorney because he'll tell you to shut up.
That's a good one.
That is good.
You know, in my opinion, first off, if you've been drinking and if you have an accident and if somebody's hurt, you need to talk to a lawyer. I mean, flat out, that's just making sure that you're protected. You need to talk to a lawyer in that situation. But if you refuse to blow in the machine, then you're going to lose your driver's license because you refuse to blow. Well, what if you're not over the limit? I mean, we have had people that come in and for whatever reason, they got arrested because they didn't do well on the field tests and stuff, and they blow on a machine and they blow an 05. Well, then they didn't lose their driver's license over that.
But can't they still be cited for some sort of alcohol-related offense?
Yeah, there's under the DUI laws, you get, if you blow in a machine, there's two things. It's illegal to have an illegal blood alcohol content 0.08 or above.
Yep.
So even if you're not under the influence, I mean, if you're a drinker and at 0.08 you function well and everything, you can still be arrested because it's illegal to drive above that limit. And then there's driving under the influence, or what they call OVI now, operating a vehicle impaired. And that actually comes down to officer judgment and how well I can explain to the judge or the jury why I thought you were under the influence. Now, you know, there's times where you've been drinking and you just flat out know you're going to test over the limit. I mean, sure. you know, because, well, geez, I've had 42 beers in the last 2 hours. But I don't think that there is a solid answer. A lot of times on a first offense with no accident, unless you are stupid drunk, I think a lot of times I think you have a better opportunity if you do blow. Now, unless you're going to blow .30, but I mean, the normal average guy that went out on Friday night, or girl, went out on Friday night, had a couple of beers throughout the night, that maybe's on the edge or a little bit over. I mean, my experience from watching what happens in court is a lot of times that they can get that reduced a lot easier.
Well, let me ask you this.
Than if they refuse. I mean... And that refusal comes with that license suspension, just automatic.
Okay, let me ask you this. And let's just say nobody's listening now. This is between us.
Okay.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah, this is going to be a good one.
Well, there probably isn't anybody listening live. They're just all in the archives.
There has to be a way around it all, legally, that you guys say, boy, if they do this, I can't get them. Tell me some of those.
There's more than one.
Well, I'll bet there is.
There is.
I want to know them.
There is a perfect way
Stay
to
home.
Not get an OVI.
I think Bubba's got this down pat.
Do not drive after you've been drinking.
And I don't. But I'm just saying. Okay. But I'm just saying, there has to be a way. Like, I've heard about some things about putting your window down, just giving your license out the crack of your window. They don't smell nothing. Like that one.
Normally, if you don't put your window all the way down, we can actually smell better because now the air is coming out of the car through a tiny little
spot.
So next time I'll open on four doors.
Right. If you take a beer bottle and you sniff it with the beer in it, you're going to smell the beer an awful lot stronger than if you pour the beer out on the floor and you're sitting here.
Yeah.
Because it's coming through a little hole.
There's got to be some ways. I'm just thinking.
Oh, yeah. You eat peppermint lifesavers.
I've heard of stuff like that.
Yeah, but normally those kind of things are a clue for us when we stop you and your mouth is full of all those those things. Well. We go, I wonder why your mouth is full.
Why don't you come out here and walk for me? Yeah, I got you.
You had to blow?
Yep.
Did you really?
Yep.
I did too once.
I was at the rec center over there on 127, and I had bought some hot tamales to eat on the way home, so I put them in my pocket. So I'm driving on 127. I'm reached into my pocket and I go to the center just as a cop passes me. And
okay,
you know,
that's I got one for you. Okay, at the last week I go to Van Wert. In between Salina and Van Wert, there's a sign that says speed something, speed watch area. And there's three state patrolmen between Salina and Van Wert. What the hell?
Didn't they warn you they were there?
What's the point of that? What is the point of that? That's tax dollars at our absolute waste.
Right, but a lot of times what happens when you see a heavy concentration of law enforcement in an area like that, it's because we're having a lot of traffic crashes in that area. We're out there where you see us, like deputies aren't allowed to hide for traffic enforcement. We hide for drug enforcement stuff, but they're not allowed to hide for traffic enforcement because if you see the cops there, you slow down, you pay attention to your driving. And if you see the cops there two or three days in a row, then the next day when you come through, even if the cops aren't there, you're slowing down because you're used to them being there.
Can you legally sit outside of a bar and watch a guy walk out of a bar getting his vehicle?
Can you legally do that?
Can you do that? Cops.
Legally, yes. Now,
not very nice.
Deputies aren't allowed to do that. I know there are law enforcement agencies that do that. And if a deputy would see you stagger out to get in your car, I expect them to stop and stop you from getting in your car.
Yeah.
At least talk to you about, you know.
That's
even
why
if
this guy is a good guy.
He is. Yeah, you know,
absolutely.
It's traffic enforcement.
I hope you're our sheriff for the next 30 years. When are you going to retire?
Well, not for a little while.
How old are you?
Not 30.
How
years.
Old?
Yeah, how old
58.
Are you?
58.
You're the same age. Who looks younger?
A lot.
Who does?
He
looks younger than
he
me.
He looks a lot younger.
You
yeah.
See, you color your hair.
I'd have guessed that you were 71.
But since we're
I'm going to lose some weight here, and we're going to be we're going to walk around next year, walking around here, do some kind of a
I do plan on running again, so I do need a vote.
That's but what my wife asked me there. When does that happen? 2020. We got a picture.
You
had a picture
for me last year,
but you had a picture on just recently on Facebook where he was doing.
Well,
something.
that was my political page, and I put my campaign sign up there because have been sheriff for a long time, and some people think I'm getting older. I am eligible to retire, and I thought, well, I need to put it out there because I get asked whether I'm going to retire, and I don't plan. I mean, you know, the wild card in all of it is obviously my health staying good in case
sure,
I'm staying good.
Yeah, absolutely.
But I still enjoy what I'm doing. This is a great county to be sheriff in.
And you've done a hell of a job.
You have done a hell of a job. One last question. Can I run against you?
You're not eligible.
I hope so.
No, I thought somebody said anybody can be the sheriff, but you cannot be sheriff. I think I can.
Nope.
I think I can beat you in 2020.
You could go get yourself eligible.
I don't think I need to be a cop, a policeman to be.
I think you do.
I think you better check that out.
You need to read. I'll tell you.
Was Buford Puster a cop?
Yeah.
I think
I got you on this.
The laws called the Ohio Revised Code.
I just made him nervous.
And where you need to look it up.
He is a little nervous.
He is a little nervous.
Where you need to look it up is 311.01.
Oh, you got that
down. If you look it up, 311.01.
Was that ever a law that anybody could be the sheriff?
Until 1985.
I thought at one point it was.
Yeah. If you look up 311.01, it will tell you the qualifications.
How many years have you been sheriff?
At the end of this year, it will be 17.
17 years.
No kidding.
Awesome.
And before that, he was Fort Recovery Town
Absolutely.
Police Chief.
Absolutely. I already had a nice council guy that hired him. Helped one of the guys that hired him.
Bretzi? Talking about Bretzi?
And
he had to throw you both out of the Jubilee.
Like you would pursue other political aspirations?
Now, I have a different viewpoint on politics than most people. When I ran in 2016 for 2017 through 2020, in my viewpoint, I made a commitment to the people of Mercer County that I want to be your sheriff, and I want to be sheriff for 4 years. So there is no somebody could call me up, the governor. I want Mike DeWine to be governor next, and he's a good friend of mine. And this won't happen, but if Mike DeWine called me up and said, Jeff, I got a job for you, pays twice what you're making as sheriff, the answer is, gee, thanks, I feel real good about that. But no, I made a commitment to the people of Mercer County.
Man,
bullshit.
One more.
And come on. B, are you in or out?
I'm assuming that you guys recorded this, and so you can bring that up if I ever do that. I mean, you make a commitment 4 years at a time.
I believe him.
I don't like it. I got a question when
for
people
you.
Bounce. Yeah. Now, if
one
my health
question.
Got bad or Kay's health got bad, but I think people would understand that.
Sure.
If I couldn't finish it.
Yep.
Let me ask you this. You texted me something the other day that
I think Bill's got one last question.
You texted me something the other day that I totally agree with.
Well, if you agree with me, then maybe, but
okay,
still
you texted me and you said if Jeff Hobbs would have lived in Fort Recovery, he'd still be our superintendent.
Oh, man. Bill texted me
and he said, I believe if Jeff Hobbs would have moved to Fort Recovery, he'd be our superintendent right now. Did you believe that, right?
I'm not sure where this is going.
You don't want to go there.
Hey, he snuck in behind me.
He did, yeah.
Well, I can tell you right now, that's a no-doubter. Anyway.
Well, Jeff, I tell you what, we appreciate you coming up here. No matter what, you'll always be a Fort Recovery guy.
Absolutely.
You know,
it's a great
guy. And just know that we're all going to crack our windows and we're going to
open our doors.
Yeah, that's it. That's it. So,
yeah.
But continue to do the good job you're doing. And
by the way, December 20th, we're having our Christmas show.
You're getting tased, Bill.
Every year we do. We started last year. We're going to do a Christmas show. This year's December 20th. So if you ain't doing nothing, listen in.
I watched it on Facebook Live last
year. Yeah,
come in here.
Next Wednesday. So if you ain't doing nothing, we'd love to have you as a listener and maybe even a call in. We'd love that.
Or you could stop in.
Yep.
All right.
Yep. So,
but don't bring your breathalyzer.
But don't bring my breathalyzer.
And
bring that taser, though.
And the next time you text me, Jack, and ask me to be on here, the first question is going to be, is Bill coming?
Is Bill coming up?
Your first question is Bill in the state?
Yeah.
See, so, make sure he's on a vacation in Florida.
You have an open invitation that anytime there's something going on that you would like to stop by and get the word out, our microphone is yours, fella.
Well, I appreciate that.
So,
I appreciate
it. And we're going to, I think, sign off. I think we got Fee and Jeff Hobbs. I think Bubba's going to come up, but he's going to be a little late.
Billy. No, not Bill. Bill's not allowed.
No.
I'm on a roll tonight. You might want to keep me around.
So for Sheriff Jeff Gray, Billy, Jack, that's Insight. See you next week. The big Christmas gala.
Yes.
Thank you for staying tuned to Insight with Mr. Jack Stogler, right here on the Fort Recovery Internet Radio. This show was being brought to you in part by those community-minded sponsors you heard during the show. Thank you.